WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New Hampshire primary is set for tomorrow with Ron DeSantis no longer in the running. ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Manchester.
You don't have to be a registered Republican to take part in the GOP primary here. And Nikki Haley has been performing best in the pre-election polling among New Hampshire's better educated and wealthier voters, as well as those who describe themselves as moderates or liberals. It's why Donald Trump has been blasting her as the preferred candidate of Democrats. He says it's time for Republicans to come together around him.
Former President Trump could possibly testify today in New York in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar when she said that he sexually assaulted her back in the mid-90s. Much of the country is still gripped by Arctic weather and treacherous icy roads. Nationally, winter storms have claimed at least 72 lives this January, many involving hypothermia or traffic crashes. City of Memphis still dealing with numerous broken water pipes. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Advocates are pressing Wisconsin schools and farmers to take advantage of a new federal grant program to get locally sourced food into cafeterias. Kids Forward is a Wisconsin-based youth and family advocacy organization. It's one of several organizations in the Great Lakes region promoting a new grant program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Lake Michigan School Food System Innovation Hub will give out grants of up to $250,000 to connect schools with local food. The program will put an emphasis on projects that would aid areas without equitable access to resources. The largest grants will be doled out over the span of 2.5 years. Smaller grants of up to $75,000 will be distributed over the course of a single year. The program is funded by the USDA, but is overseen by the Illinois Public Health Institute. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City.
A little breezy this morning, otherwise cloudy. 32 today with a little light freezing drizzle by late this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain, snow, maybe some freezing drizzle. Kind of a mixed bag tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, more the same. Some rain, some snow, a little freezing drizzle with a high near 34. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Hopefully your day is starting out as an easy one. I know Mondays can be rough. We're just trying to get back into the swing of things. We'd all much rather be on weekend time. Grab an extra cup of coffee, all right? Here's Go West on Max FM.
I don't need to fall at your feet just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never carved in stone.
I'll pretend my ship's not sinking, and I'll tell myself I'm over you, 'cause I'm the king of wishful thinking. I'm the king of wishful thinking. Over you, I know I will. You made a hole in my heart, but I won't shed a tear for you. I'll be the king.
Max FM.
Steve Perry, There Is O'Sherry. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. And Finn, I don't know if you knew this, but Steve Perry, who was the original lead singer for Journey as well, besides having a great solo career, he's actually celebrating his 75th birthday today. A little early for the birthdays and anniversary list, but, you know, as long as we were coming right out of that song, I figured it was appropriate to mention it, right? How's it going on this Monday?
Ah, you know, that weekend just went by too fast.
It always does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we could definitely get by with like 3 or 4 day weekends and then shorter work weeks. I think that is definitely the way we need to start progressing in this world.
Yeah.
Because weekends are just the best. And then it's the weekdays that just go on forever and forever. Hey, at least it's warmer out though this morning.
Right?
Aspie and I didn't have to bundle up like we were going through a Siberian desert or something just to go outside and go potty this morning. So I was okay with that. And she was certainly fine with not having to put the booties on to just walk around this morning. So we do have that going for us today.
Yeah. A brief reprieve from the booties. Awesome.
That's right. That's right. Later today, she'll put them back on to go do a long walk. It helps her climb. All of a sudden, she thinks she's a mountain goat and she can get to the tallest piles. And I don't know what's going on. I think she's just bored of looking at the same things over and over and sniffing the same things. So she's like, I'm going to go explore this. And that's essentially what's happening. Awesome. Then she sinks into the middle of it. And then she is done with it for a while. And then she climbs back up. It's just this pattern we go through. And I remember last year when we had a few piles of snow. Obviously, we didn't get as much snow last year when she was with us. But she would do the same thing. She's fine climbing until she sinks in. And then she's like, nope, I'm done with that. Let's go.
It's like quicksand.
Exactly. Exactly. Did you guys do anything fun and exciting this weekend?
Yesterday, we have some friends that were in a production. So we went to go see them perform on stage yesterday. So other than that, it was a pretty typical laid-back weekend. It just went too gosh darn fast.
I know, you know, it does. It really does. We had a pretty low-key weekend here as well. I mean, Saturday we ended up going over to my mom's and helping her with a couple of things. We've got her a bunch of new technology, so we had to make sure that she was okay with all of that and everything was set up the way she wanted. And then, of course, we came home and watched the Packers not win in California. So close. They were. But what a great season. Obviously, they just happened to make some of their biggest mistakes in one of like the biggest games that they've played this season.
Yeah.
I will say Chris Hopple, our Packers expert, is joining us for the very last time this season at around 8:30 this morning. So if you want some clarification on how he thinks the offseason is going to go, Chris is usually the guy on what, you know, he thinks is going to happen and some of the things that he thinks may happen with the team. But boy, oh boy, what a great young team they are. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. And here's the other thing that I'm excited about. There's no Aaron Rodgers, which means there's going to be less drama in the offseason, and I'm totally okay with that. We know who the quarterback is, people. I mean, he's coming back. He's under contract for another year. There was reports this weekend that they're going to work on a long-term contract with him now in the offseason. So there's no speculation about who Green Bay is rolling with. It is Jordan Love. They've got some wide receivers. They've got some tight ends. Boy, oh boy, it might be the quietest offseason Packers fans have had in a long time. So that's good news. And of course, like I said, join Chris and myself this morning, and we will talk a little bit about the game and about what he expects, maybe even get into who he thinks that, you know, what positions they'll draft in a few months as well. I mean, you know, it'll be the last time we talk, so we got to fill a lot in there in just a few minutes and get his take on all of it. But then yesterday, we had intentions of going to see the Queen movie, but then Corey realized that we have some light freezing drizzle coming, some light snow, maybe some rain over the next couple of days, and he has to make his way to Wausau today to work on some things, and which meant he had to be at the station to catch up on some Baraboo things. So I let him do that yesterday, and he was like, I promise I will find you a clean copy of Queen in Montreal, and we'll watch it on the 80-inch, and I'll turn up the speakers really loud. He's like, it won't be quite like IMAX, but he's like, I'll get you as close as I can. And he's like, plus, if you have to use the bathroom, I can pause it for you. How's that sound? I was like, oh, that's bonus. Not bad. I can make that work.
Now, when he's working, like when he takes off and he's in some place like Wausau, does he get to get out and check out the
He pretty much goes to
their downtown is really nice. I really
We love Wausau. Wausau is a great town. It was always one of those places that we passed through when we were living in Minneapolis or South Dakota on our way to the UP to visit family, just because it was a bigger city on the way, and it had a lot of things, more food options. It had parks. The boys could get out and run around, especially when they were really little. So we always made sure that Wausau was either an overnight stop or at least a couple hour stop on our way to the UP, depending on how we were trying to make time on that particular trip. That was usually left to my husband, who is a timekeeper when we're doing trips. So I always kind of left that one up to him. But we love Wausau. But unfortunately, when he goes into these cities, he usually goes to the Civic Studios, sometimes the Civic Tower. He pretty much works nonstop while he's there, might grab something to eat, usually a quick fast food place, because that's what he has time for. Sometimes he forgets to eat because he's in the middle of major projects, and then he usually comes home. Sometimes he stays overnight, depending on how the day is gone, and then he gets back in his car and he drives home the next day. Yeah. There's not too much exploration that happens, unfortunately. But, you know, he always invites me to go on these day trips. And he's like, you could come to Wausau with me. I was like, yes, I could. But then that means the groceries don't get bought, the dishes don't get done, and nobody has clean laundry tomorrow. And it's not that I don't want to go, but I was kind of lazy this weekend, so it was my fault. And then he sprung the Wausau thing on me. And if I would have gotten more done this weekend and not been quite so laid back and lazy, I probably would have done the day trip with him. Because then I get to just take the vehicle and go do what I want. So, and sometimes he cons me into staying and helping him and handing him screwdrivers and wrenches and things like that's not fun. And so as soon as we get there, here's what I've learned. I just don't even go in the building. I'm like, all right, we'll see you later. You let me know what time you need me back here. And then I just leave and I make sure he gets all of his stuff out. But this is how I've learned to do the day trip, so I don't get conned into handing him stuff and sitting in a chair all day on my phone, because that's not fun. He like disguises it as this, ooh, we'll go out and eat, we'll have some adventure, we'll do something. And I'm like, no, that's not actually what it is. It's actually me just keeping you company while I play on my phone all day, and then you take me to, nothing wrong with Culver's or Chick-fil-A's or anything like that. Depends on where we're at, but that's essentially what taking me out to eat is. And then we come home and it's late and I'm crabby. So there is that.
I get it.
It's not really as exciting as he makes it out to be. I've learned a thing or two over the last almost 21 years. It's not really as exciting as he's making it out to be. He just doesn't want to go by himself, which I can also understand. Those day trips like that stink.
I love the positive spins that they put on it for us sometimes, right? It'll be a lot of fun. No, well, is that your definition of fun?
Right.
Because your definition of fun is not my definition of fun.
It's not going to be a good time. I've learned to accept that, you know. And then he'll take me out to these tower sites, and he'll, you know, because we've all learned that one of his favorite things to do, and this is why I love my husband, though, because he's so nerdy in a weird kind of way. One of his favorite things to do is go visit radio towers. I mean, that's what he likes to do. When we go on vacation, we find the nearest radio towers and we go drive up to them as close as we can get, because some of them are pretty guarded. And, you know, he's like, oh, I wonder what tower this is. It must be W blah, blah, blah. And I was like, does anybody really care? I mean, besides you, does anybody else really care?
Yeah.
And then he's in Facebook groups like, I love radio transmitters. And so then, of course, we've got to get out and take pictures of them and then post them in the group. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, he disguises that as, oh, you got to come see this transmitter and see how great it is. Because not all radio transmitters, as you and I know, are built the same. Some of them are really, really awful, especially when you get into the engineering shack. Some of them are just downright scary and disgusting. Some of them are a little better. And of course, they're always in the country, so you're always going to have a little bit of mouse dropping and mouse traps and things like that around. But some of them, you feel like you could actually sit in the one plastic chair that has been provided for the engineer. Like, you're not going to get anything from that chair, right? Like, you're not going to get some weird disease just by sitting in it. Others, you're really entering at your own risk, essentially, is what you're doing. Well, and his job right now is to make the enter at your own risk towers be like, you know, not going to get a disease when you sit in the chair tower.
Exactly.
So that's essentially what he's doing, which is not an easy task at some of those sites that have been left to just disrepair for so long. So he's working on it slowly, but don't disguise surprised it is, it's going to be fun, because I know better by now. It's not going to be fun.
Well, you know, it sounds like an odd passion, but it's something he's interested in. I get it. You know, I mean, you know,
yes.
To the outside world, it's like, really?
Huh? Yeah, we've seen more radio towers than one can count. And we actually just planned days of a road trip just to go see radio tower. It's something to behold. That's for sure. I don't know. But, you know, we always have a good time because we always end up finding cool things along the way and stuff, too. So, you know, But he always is funny because if we're in an area where I can, like, be on my phone, because I'm bored. It's not fun. I'm not having as good of a time as you are. Like, I'm here, you know. Yes, mm-hmm. Look at the tower. It's another tower. And, oh, yep, it must belong to the station you just said. And so I'm usually on my phone just playing, doing stupid stuff, or I'll have a book downloaded. And you know how much I dislike actual books on devices. I like a book in my hand.
Yeah,
but I'll have a book. Yeah, you know, but I'll have a book downloaded on my phone or something and I'll be reading. And he's like, well, you're not very interested in this. No, I tried to tell you I was not very interested in this hours ago. But I'm here and I'm driving with you and I'm having fun because I have a book in my hand. So you take your pictures, I'll read my book. It's perfectly fine. And it's not that I'm not interested, don't get me wrong, but it's a radio tower. They all look the same. They all look exactly the same. And so there's not much excitement in it for me, not like it is for him. But it doesn't mean I'm not enjoying a ride because, you know, there's nothing I like more than going to look at things. But, you know, when it comes to the actual tower itself, if you're going to walk around and take photos, I'm going to pull out a book because I'm not having as much fun wading through the grass as you are. It's just kind of how it's going to be. You know,
well, now, so is there anything on the opposite side of the fence that he feels that way with you about?
Oh, I'm sure there is, but I just don't drag him to everything because I know the things that he doesn't like or the things that I like to do that he doesn't. So I just say, never mind, don't worry about it. I'll go do it myself. And then, you know, I'll meet you later.
That's the thing to do.
Right. You know, and if you want to come here, I'm always brutally honest with him. Like, let's say we have to go to Madison, right? Because it's a Costco day, it's this, it's that, I've got a ton of errands to run. And so I will literally lay out my entire day for him of things I have to do, things I have to get, and places I need to go. And I'll be like, but if you don't want to go, that's fine. Here's what I have to do. Because I know some of the stuff that I'm going to do is not interesting to him, and that's perfectly fine. I'm cool with that. I can drive myself. I can navigate myself. I can even do my own shopping. If you want to join me as company, that's cool. I will totally, totally love that, but it's not required of you at this time is kind of how I approach those things. But, you know, he likes, it's our together time when we're tower hunting. It's fine.
Sure. I wish I could be one of those people that is just, you know, they go along so easily, they go along mm-hmm. and you know, but it's like I don't know. I guess I've discovered over the years how much of a homebody I am.
Sure.
I just, and it's not like I'm a stick in the mud. It's
right.
Just kind of like
I like my comfy pants.
Yeah.
I like my comfy pants. And, you know, as long as I can go in my comfy pants and you promise me ice cream at the end of the trip or something, I'm probably more apt to go with you to look at towers. I mean, like that, honestly, that's all that it really takes to make me happy. Let me go in my comfy pants, get me some ice cream at the end of it, and I'm good. I'll go. I'll sit here happily with my book. I'll take a ride. I'll look at some stuff. We can laugh about things. We can maybe find some other stuff to explore. But, you know, promise me ice cream at the end and I'll go wherever you want me to, honestly.
There's got to be something in it for you, right?
That's right. That's right. If I'm going to sit there all day, then you got to at least promise me ice cream and don't make me like not use an actual restroom when I say I have to go to the bathroom. You better be able to find me a quick trip in a 5-mile radius around your tower.
Pony up,
then I'll be happy.
That's right.
Taking a look at this forecast right now, Finn. It's a little breezy yet this morning. The winds are eventually going to die down today. It was kind of awful out yesterday. To me, it was actually cooler than it was on Saturday, even though the actual temperature was warmer, simply because it was just windier. Took Aspen out for a walk yesterday, and I wasn't expecting the wind because at our house, I couldn't see it until I got around some of those corners out here at Goose Boot Pond walking, and I was like, whoa, this is brutal. It was like breath cutting, even kind of windy yesterday. So I'll be glad to lose the wind, but it is going to be much warmer. 32 for a high today. These clouds sticking around as well. We could see some light freezing drizzle by late this afternoon. And then really, as Sean Cable likes to call it, a mixed bag for the next couple of days. Light rain, some snow, some freezing drizzle tonight with a low near 30. And then the rain, the snow, and the freezing drizzle continue tomorrow. 34 as a high. Right now, it is 25.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM.
7:26 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Monday. I know, it's a Monday. It's rough, isn't it? Trying to get back into the swing of work, trying to get the kids to school. Lots of coffee, adult beverages later. We know how it goes. Prince now on Max FM.
I never meant to call you when you borrow. I never meant to call you when you pay. I don't want to watch that night see you laughing.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:30. Nothing like starting your Monday out with some Prince. And hey, this is really cool. If you happen to be a big Prince fan, they're going to have a Salute to the Music of Prince Live at the Legacy Dinner Theater, which, of course, was previously the Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And that is actually this coming Saturday, January 27th, 7 p.m. It's a world premiere Prince tribute show, and it's based out of Minneapolis, which we all know is Prince's hometown, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the only one of its kind. It's by Chase and Ovation, and they've been exclusively performing the music of Prince live in concert for the past 17 years. They've had monthly residencies at Bunker's Music Bar in Minneapolis and at venues all across the country. So if you love Prince, this is a great opportunity to really just immerse yourself in his music. You can go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com to get more information and to also get tickets if you're interested. Again, that show is this coming Saturday. $40 for those tickets. No dinner is included in this one. It's just the show. But wow, what a great night. That would be a great night of entertainment, wouldn't it? I mean,
you love the music. This is your chance to hear it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And he actually gets rave reviews from Prince's family and former bandmates as being like the Prince tribute band. So, you know, that's some pretty high marks, because we know how faithful Prince's band was to him. Mm-hmm. And still is. I mean, some of them still do live shows playing Prince's music, you know, when they do tributes and things in different venues. So pretty cool stuff if you want to check that out. Again, LegacyDinnerTheater.com for more information or to get those tickets. Where did my tab go?
Sounds like they've got a lot of really cool tribute bands coming up.
They do. They've got a lot of cool stuff happening. So it might be just a good thing for you to check on anyway, just to see the kind of stuff that they have coming up over at the Legacy Dinner Theater. There's my tab. I found it. It was hiding from me amongst the like 900 other ones that I have open right now. You know, when we're doing traveling, you know, staying in motels, going from place to place, sometimes it's easy to forget things like whole suitcases on the parking ramps of O'Hare Airport, but I digress. So if you've ever accidentally left something behind in a hotel and thought, well, that probably is going to seem kind of strange when they actually find it, you're not alone. And yes, it does. A travel company has released a list of the weirdest items left in hotel rooms in 2023. And there's some fun stuff on this list, okay? I've only got the top 10, but you'd have to go to the site easyjet.com to find the entire list, and there's hundreds of things. But number one on the list is dentures. Now, I don't know if that's just weird, but I can't imagine people just walking out without their teeth. How do you forget to put your teeth in? My grandparents wore dentures, so I don't say that lightly. They did not ever forget to put their teeth in. I mean, they always made sure that their teeth were with them and that they put them in before they left the house. So
you left the hotel without your teeth.
Yeah, it's a little strange. Maybe you were in a really big hurry. You had to be in a really big hurry, I think, to leave your entire teeth, like set of teeth behind. But okay.
You'd think you'd miss those.
Right? You'd think that as soon as they went to eat, they probably realized what had happened. Oops. I'm assuming it was a little difficult. Witchcraft paraphernalia also made the list. Okay. It's probably best to just not ask questions at that point. Here's another one I can't imagine just walking out without. Prosthetic limbs. Like, I just forgot my leg. Like, how does that even happen? I don't understand how you would just walk out without your prosthetic limb. But
the first three here makes me think of David Lynch movies, you know?
Right.
I mean, what a weird, if you left all of those behind, you've got a weird thing going on.
You've got some weird stuff happening in this world. And again, we're not asking any questions. We're just reporting the facts here, people. That's it. A glass eye is something else that got left behind in a motel, which all right. Yeah. I mean, it does get a little strange. Grandma's lucky teacup. Now, it's unclear if the lucky thing was written on the cup or if it's a reference or some sort of euphemism that I'm not really understanding this morning, or if they called and they were like, did you find my grandma's lucky teacup in our motel room? It's probably got her dentures in it. That would be my guess. It's probably on the sink with the dentures in it. Thousands of German marks, which was the official currency of West Germany and the unified Germany until the adoption of the euro in 2002. Even crazier, they were stashed behind a toilet water tank in a motel in this country somewhere. I mean, this is, you got to start asking a lot of questions when you're finding this stuff. I mean, some of these things are weird, but would maybe not, require a police call. Some things are probably a little stranger and probably require a police call. That's all I'm saying. Another one that got left behind, a clown costume, the full thing, including shoes, wigs, even the red nose. Well, living here in Baraboo with circus where I can totally understand that one.
I mean, clowns need to stay at hotels too from time to time.
Yeah. I can totally understand that one. This is a good one. An inflatable boat also got left behind this past year in a motel. Now, if it was inflated, that's even weirder because it's really hard to forget. If it hadn't been inflated yet, then I totally understand, accidentally forgetting it or, not remembering you brought it in or something like that. Caviar is another one that got left behind in motels in 2023. Why would you be traveling with your caviar, first of all? I mean, it's pretty disgusting. Do we really need it that badly that we would have to travel with it or pick it up
Very
somewhere?
Strange.
Or maybe somebody bought it when they were on. I can just imagine somebody buying it on the trip and then realizing that it's the grossest thing they've ever had in their lives. And then just being like, I'm not taking this with and leaving it behind. Although it's an expensive thing to leave behind. So you obviously have some money to burn there.
Have you ever forgotten anything at a hotel?
Just minor stuff. Sometimes we've forgotten phone chargers or, if I had a book, I've left that behind or something, but never anything like prosthetic limbs and dentures, things that actually help me in this world that are pretty important to who I am. I mean, no, I've never forgotten anything like that. And Corey is just very adamant about that. He stayed in motels just while traveling and storm chasing a lot. So he does like multiple sweeps of the room.
Scour the room a few different times.
Yes. As we're going, he does each room. As soon as I say, well, I have everything out of the bathroom, then he'll go check it. And then
that's what we do too.
Yeah, we check everything.
And triple check.
Yes. But we've left minor things behind. Rosary beads, something else that got left behind in a motel in 2023. You got to travel with those sometimes. I get it. Everybody's got their faith in the religion. So it makes sense that people would travel with those. I mean, we're traveling with witchcraft paraphernalia. So those two things, I hope they weren't in the same motel because I think those two things counteract each other somehow. Now, as you might imagine, more common things, we were just talking about that, get left behind clothing, wallets, keys, wedding rings, also photographs. I've left socks behind, just because they were underneath the towels on the bathroom floor. And even though we scoured, we just forgot to lift up all the towels. Because I'm one of those people that leaves a motel room and I like tie knots in all the garbage bags for the cleaning people. I make sure all of our towels are always in a pile on the floor because then they just have to come in there and grab them in one big heap instead of going through the entire room. I make sure that all of the bedding is at least on top of the bed and stuff like that. So it's easier for them to just strip and get done. Because, they're just trying to get through a day too and do their job as quickly as possible. So I always try to make sure it's at least easy for them when they come into our room. However, I've been to some rooms where it looks like they probably never cleaned it. That's happened to us.
Wasn't there one stay last year that you guys had?
It was on our way to Louisiana when we stayed in Memphis.
It was bad.
3 rooms later, we finally settled in, and then we ended up having to go down to the other room to get clean sheets because there were weird stains on the sheets. And there was when I took Aspie out walking that morning in the parking lot, it was a long-term stay motel. So there were dirty dishes and sinks, couldn't lock the door in one room. I mean, it was just a whole big debacle. I don't even have enough time on the morning show to go into it from room to room because it was ridiculous. But the next morning when I took Aspie out to go walking before we got her back in the car to finish our leg from Memphis to New Orleans, she picked up something on the floor and I was tired. You know how it is when you're traveling. It's early. You're just kind of, eyes half open, just stumbling through the parking lot just so she can get some exercise and potty. And all of a sudden I look down, she's crunching on something. And I was like, what are you crunching on? What could you have possibly picked up out here? She's got some sort of hypodermic needle in her mouth.
Yeah.
And of course I was like, no, it was slow motion. That's what it felt like. One of those moments where you see it in a cartoon where everything's moving at slow-mo. Yeah. And I ran over to the car because Corey and the boys were already in there. And I grabbed paper towels that we had in there and I made her spit it out. I got it out, took it to the garbage. And I said to Corey, I said, just drive now get and get out of here. It was awful. And, you know, it's funny because I've talked to a lot of people who have had similar experiences in Memphis. And they were like, if you're around Graceland and stuff like that, it's awesome. But as soon as you get away from Graceland, where there, it's not as touristy, they were like, oh, no, that totally checks
Stay
out.
Away.
That would have been your experience. So I don't know. Maybe it's a Southern thing. Maybe they just don't get worked up about things quite as much as we do. They are very laid back in the South. They really, truly are. Mm-hmm. And I do appreciate that about when we visit Southern states. It's just they're very laid back. They're just very calm, cool, and collected. And I don't know if that translates into cleaning motel rooms or not, but it certainly did at that particular one. That's all I'm going to say about it. It was awful.
Yeesh.
And in fact, on our way back, Corey was like, should we stay in Memphis again? I was like, are you insane? Just keep driving. I was like, just
get us
drive.
Out of here.
Just drive. Coming up,
take us to a radio tower somewhere.
That's right. I'll camp there in the middle of winter if I have to. It'd still be better. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It looks like we could see some light freezing drizzle, maybe some snow, some light rain over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have the office supply and office furniture auction in Reedsburg ending at 10 a.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Tomorrow we have the Dennis and Diane Ortel auction. It's located near Nacita. There's a preview at the property today from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. That catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our website. It features a Ford tractor as well as other attachments, tools, and much more. Then on Thursday is our January farm consignment auction. There will be an open house at our auction facility on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. This auction features a bulldozer, mini excavators, lots of skid steer attachments, tools, and much more. That catalog is open and posted for bidding at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Very busy past weekend. It was the Badger Challenge for boys basketball teams in the conference. On Friday night, Portage fell to Watertown 56-46. And Reedsburg also lost on Friday evening 66-63 to Forest, able to get the better of the Beavers. These were all played at Oregon High School. On Saturday, it was Edgewood falling to Fort Atkinson 67-56. Then McFarland also loses to Oregon. The host gets the 83-64 win. Baraboo able to get the first win for their side of the conference with a 71-58 victory against Milton. Sauk Prairie then fell to Beaver Dam 77-59, and then Mount Horeb 76-63 win over Monona Grove. And finally, Wanakia loses to Stoughton 60-54. In girls' hoops on Friday, Reedsburg 60-50 winners over Sauk Prairie, and Lodi gets the win at home against Portage 55-30. And Saturday in girls' hoops, Reedsburg with another victory. They head to Platteville and come away with a 67-59 win. Hockey action from over the weekend. Sauk Prairie Eagles 4-3 winners against McFarland. Amory wins over Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells 2-1. And on the girls' side, the Badger Lightning get a win at Pierce Park on Saturday 1-0 over Brookfield. On the conference tonight, boys' hoops for Sauk Prairie. They'll be hosting River Valley at 7:15. And for Portage, it's going to be the girls' basketball team playing host to Poinette. Again, that one also tips off at 7:15. Season comes to an end for the Green Bay Packers after a 24-21 loss to the San Francisco 49ers. Despite overachieving to even get to that point, it was a tough way to see the season come to an end. Packers actually led 21-14 heading into the fourth quarter. Missed opportunities in that final frame. The Packers' final four drives were an interception, a punt, a missed field goal, and another interception. San Francisco able to score 10 points in that fourth quarter to take the victory. After the game, head coach Matt LaFleur was asked about that lead slipping away there at the end.
Well, I think anytime there's a finality to the season, it's always tough unless you're the last team standing. And for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time. But I was proud of the effort of our guys, our ability to weather some real adversity throughout the course of the season and stick together. And I told the guys, I think part of the reason it stings so bad right now is we fully believed and fully expected to win this game.
Aaron Jones was fantastic in the game, had 108 yards on the ground, also a few catches. Jordan Love finished with 194, two touchdowns, and two interceptions, including that one that ultimately ended the game. Here's the quarterback on the takeaways from the season.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be. And then, like I said, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be to take advantage of those games and win. But there's so many areas and so many lessons I've learned throughout this season and that the team's learned throughout the season that I think it's going to make us better in the future.
Certainly a bitter way to end it, but what a great run for the youngest team in football. With the win, the 49ers will now meet the Detroit Lions after the Lions get a 31-23 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. And then on the AFC side, it was the Ravens controlling things against the Texans 34-10. They'll now meet the Chiefs after Kansas City goes to Buffalo and gets another win in the postseason against the Bills 27-24, the final there. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A little breezy this morning, otherwise cloudy. 32 today with a little light freezing drizzle by late this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain, snow, maybe some freezing drizzle. Kind of a mixed bag tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, more of the same. Some rain, some snow, a little freezing drizzle with a high near 34. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
99.7.
7:47 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. 355-9970. It's the Buggles now. Video killed the radio star.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Video killed the radio star.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 751 right now. And that has all the great 80s components in it, doesn't it? I mean, it's got synthesizers, and it's got different levels. Oh, that's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
I love
stuff,
that song.
Yeah.
I love that song. It's great. Now, we've got some celebrating to do on this Monday morning with, of course, our birthday list. And we'll remind you before we jump into the celebrities, if you are having a birthday today or know somebody who is, or an anniversary as well, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, on our celebrity list, Finn, we have Sammy Gale at the very top. She plays Nikki Reagan on Blue Bloods. That show is finally coming to an end on CBS. I believe this is the last season. And she's the leader of the Mean Girls in Vampire Academy. She is celebrating her 28th birthday. I'm going to mispronounce this. Orianthi? Yes. Good. See, look at me this morning. She's an Australian guitarist. She tours with her ex-boyfriend, Richie Sambora. They met back when she was singing for Alice Cooper, and she was also the guitarist for Michael Jackson's This Is It concert series that never actually happened because, well, we lost Michael Jackson at that point in time. But she celebrates her 39th birthday. Now, I remember watching her, though, on the DVD that they put out about the making of that concert and how, just everything that was going into that show before he passed away. She is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. She is unbelievable. Yeah, she really does. She's just absolutely incredible. So if you've never seen her play, look up a YouTube video of her or something because she's just awesome. Willa Ford, an actress and singer who played the lead in the Anna Nicole Smith story. She posed for the March 2006 issue of Playboy. She also competed on the third season of Dancing with the Stars. She's celebrating her 43rd birthday. Christopher Masterson, who is Francis on Malcolm in the Middle, celebrating his 44th birthday today. We have Gabriel Macht, who played Harvey Specter on Suits. He is 52 years old. Oh, I love her. Olivia Diabo. Maybe I just like her because I love the show so much. She was Fred Savage's older sister, Karen, on the TV show The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
That was one of my all-time favorites. She is 55 years old. Guy Fieri is celebrating his 56th birthday. Of course, the blonde celebrity chef who, you know, runs around in a convertible taste testing food at some pretty amazing places around the country. Little jealous, I have to say, of his job.
Good work if you can get it, right?
Right. And if anybody who can get his hair that spiky at all time, I'm a little jealous of that too. That takes a lot of product, I'm sure. DJ Jazzy Jeff, of course, you know, he performed with Will Smith. Parents just don't understand. Girls ain't nothing but trouble. Summertime. Maybe we'll pull out some DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince here this morning. 59 years old for DJ Jazzy Jeff. Diane Lane, so, so talented. Yeah. Unfaithful, The Perfect Storm, Rumblefish, The Outsiders, and Judge Dredd. Most recently, though, she was Superman's mom in Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, and Justice League. She was once married to both Josh Brolin and Highlander superstar Christopher Lambert. I'm assuming not at the same time, at different times.
That wouldn't work out so well.
No, that would be a conflict of interest, I think, and probably illegal in most states. Anyway, yeah. She is 59 years old. Steve Adler, who's the former Guns N' Roses drummer, is 59 years old. Linda Blair, we all know her from Exorcist. She is celebrating her 65th birthday. John Wesley Shipp, the old school speedster on The Flash. He's a version of The Flash's dad from a parallel universe. Now, older comic book fans would also know John as the star of the original TV series back in the 1990s. He is 69 years old. We don't usually talk about the country artists because, well, duh, we don't play country music. But when you're talking about a group as iconic as Alabama, I think it's okay to mention Teddy Gentry of the group. He is 72 years old. And then, of course, we end with Steve Perry, who we mentioned a little earlier this hour when we heard Sherry. He is celebrating his 75th birthday. Of course, he was the original lead singer of Journey and a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, who still sounds pretty darn incredible when you get to hear Steve Perry perform.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely one of those voices from the 80s that we all really remember. And we will not, unfortunately, see him when Journey and Def Leppard hit the road this year, and the Journey drama. Wow. I'm surprised that they're actually going out on the road, because it seems like they still have things that they're trying to solve. And
it feels like that's going to be very much a show where they just play and there's no interaction.
I mean, because you know what I'm saying?
We've seen artists do that before when they don't really get along. I mean, we've talked about Simon and Garfunkel up on stage when they tried to tour a few years ago. I feel like that's kind of how the Journey thing is going
to go.
Money talks. Yeah. Well, you know, and sometimes these older celebrities, they still need the money because Hollywood and music industry, as we've talked, was not like it was at one point, like it is now, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lived high on the royalties and things like that, and they didn't get the big contracts at one point in time like they have now. So that's why sometimes you'll see these older groups still try to take it out on the road and do a tour of some sort. But I feel like this is going to be very disjointed, and if you love Journey music, you'll probably be fine. I don't know if you should expect much interaction from the band, though.
Or if there is, it's the interaction you don't want to see between a band when you go to see a concert.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, I can't imagine that's going to be very comfortable for anybody on stage. But maybe they've grown and evolved over the years, too, Finn.
Well, Heart Gals are doing much better these days. So they actually played their first concert a few weeks back. So,
all right.
Maybe
some family therapy there for Nancy and Ann Wilson.
Probably.
They needed something to intervene with their relationship. Now, we do have one local birthday we got to pass along this morning as well. Wendy Grant is celebrating. And of course, Wendy always helping out here at the station. She and Dave are such an important part of what we do. So, Wendy, you have an amazing day. Make sure Stout and Dave treat you very, very well on your birthday today. Special treats and everything. And I'm sure Stout will have no problem giving you an extra Stout kiss or something. Maybe Dave will have no problem giving an extra kiss either. I don't know, but I'm assuming we'll go with Stout first. Stout will be more apt to do so. He loves everybody, that dog. He's awesome. So Wendy, very, very happy birthday. And of course, if you are celebrating today, make sure you also have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, it's so easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Taking a quick look at our forecast right now. Well, it's going to be a little breezy this morning and clouds sticking around for most of today. 32 for a high. Now, by this afternoon, we could see some light freezing drizzle, and then that's going to continue into tonight with some light rain maybe mixed in there, maybe even some snow. 30 for a low, and then tomorrow, pretty much the same thing. Rain, some snow, some freezing drizzle possible with a high near 34. Now, I don't know if this is going to be a super big ice event. I'm not really sure at this point. As we were looking at it this weekend, everything was kind of in disarray as far as like precipitation and how much of everything we were going to get. But so my best advice would be just kind of take it easy out there until you really know what the roads are going to be like over the next basically 24 hours. I mean, maybe it'll be one of those things we'll miss us completely. We'll keep our fingers crossed, but definitely expect some sort of precipitation. So please, please, please just get where you need to be safely and carefully. Right now it is 25. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast with Sean Cable. He's going to get into all of this a little bit more. Plus, we'll have ABC and local news here on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions.